Maria the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
But speaking of amazing voices, we do have one right here with us, Mr. Dan Salton. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going, Dan?
I'm all right. How are you?
Now, Dan, last time we spoke to you, there was a little bit of mystery surrounding you, sort of a shroud of mystery because
that's
you were...
That's his oeuvre, Robbie. He's pushing the mysterious air.
Because you were...
Thanks for picking up on it.
Yeah, you were, you wouldn't tell us what was going on, but you did drop some hints that you were off to far... northwestern Australia to you know, beautiful part of the world, Broome, to do a little bit of filming. And we said, well, what's the film about? I can't really say too much. Who's going to be in the film? I can't really say too much.
So we just presumed it was pornographic and went on our way.
Well, look, I still can't say too much. Just gonna have to
the presumption will stand.
Look, I was in Broome working on a film called Brand New Day, and it was written by a guy called Jimmy Choi and his band Cuckles, and it's a musical, and it's... not only was it amazing to be working, well, on a movie, you know, like, cause, you know, and like I'm not an actor and I'd never done anything like that before and, you know, not even close. So that was just an incredible experience just to be able to do that.
You were working
see
with...
how it all goes. But the people I was working with were just, you know, I got to meet and work with Jeffrey Rush and Tom Budge and Missy Higgins and Jessica Malboy and,
So Missy, I take it, hadn't acted all that much before either?
Well, I'm not sure, but she was... It was... Everyone... It seemed really... It was just really easy the whole time, I found, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, that's from the perspective of someone there who's, you know, your biggest responsibility is hair and makeup, you know? Whatever. And you don't even have to do it. You just got to sit there while other people do it, you know? And so, you know, a lot of people were working really, really hard, and it was hard work, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done, but it was just one of those things, and everyone seemed really naturally...
So what's the film about? You know?
Well, it's about a kid named Willie who lives in Broome, and a lot of the kids around then from, you know... particularly Indigenous communities and rural communities. The boys, the smart ones, would be sent to be priests, and the girls, the smart ones, would be sent to be nuns. And he's sent away to be a priest, and he thinks he wants to, and he wants to make his mother happy. She's very religious, and it's a coming-of-age story, and, you know... You'll just have to wait. I think
there
that's
you go.
I've said a bit.
Yeah, much. Everyone bursts into song.
Yeah, well, that's actually... Yeah, that's right. And confetti, and, you know...
Now, we've got Dan Salton in with his confetti, and we're going to burst into song very soon with some Dan Salton. But your voice is a little husky, I believe. You and your band with Scott Wilson is also here. We're on a pontoon yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know, Scotty. Tell them about the pontoon.
Tell us who you felt like, Scott, who you mentioned earlier.
It reminds me of a film clip I saw of Ted Mulry Gang doing Jump in My Car.
Classic.
On the pontoon. But, and it was swaying. It was actually... We felt a little bit sick, but we... We soldiered on.
You also thought, at one point, you thought that on Australia Day you'd almost witnessed a potential tragedy unfold.
Totally.
There was an old warplane, I don't know if it was a Hercules or some stuff, you know, something, and it flew over the bridge, and it looked for a second that it was actually going to plough into the opera house. Everyone gasped and screamed. It was that close. It was amazing.
Was that during your set?
No, it was just after it.
Mate, they weren't gasping and screaming at the awesomeness of your band, were they? And you just got a little bit modest about it.
We had to finish a few minutes early because a tall ship come and actually stopped in front of us.
You can't say down in front when something like that happens, can you? You just can't.
There's not much you can say.
It was a good look. I mean, when I come to Sydney... We asked for, you know, a certain amount of beers and some pies and a tall ship.
And Hercules, well, you got them.
We've got Dan Salton in and bandmate Scott Wilson as well. Here's a track from their album, Homemade Biscuits. This one's called Your Love Is Like a Song. You're on Triple J. The man is in the studio to say hello to you this morning, Dan Salton.
Hello.
With his bandmate, Scott Wilson.
Hello.
And from Dan's... album of, what was that, last year, year before last?
Yeah, something like that.
Homemade Biscuits, that is. Your Love Is Like a Song. Now, we were mentioning yesterday that you were hanging out on a pontoon playing music and a tall ship just popped in.
Yeah.
Does that happen very often?
Well, you'd be surprised. Things like this, you know. Well, I think we played around in the same area at the Rocks last year, and I think a couple of F-111s came flying over at an opportune moment. And that's not the first time we've had fighter jets flying over. You know,
really?
It just seems to
one of your
tall ships, fighter jets, you know.
One of your stage tricks now?
Well, look, if you know, if we can afford it.
Yeah. One thing I was going to ask you, Dan, it's a kind of a cliche to ask, you know, an Indigenous performer about Indigenous issues, but following on, there's been a lot of talk in the newspapers about, you know, Australian of the Year and the call for changing the date.
Mick Dodson wanted to move it to a different date.
Yeah, well, he actually called for discussion about it, yeah. I think. He didn't actually call for the changing of the date, but he wanted to know what people's thoughts were about it. But what's your take on it?
Well, I think Australia Day is a... I think it's a great idea, and I think it's a really cool thing that we can all hang out and have a really cool day, and you know, and we can enjoy, you know, each other and enjoy where we are. And you know, I know there's a few things that go on from time to time, you know, well, quite a bit actually in this country with some people, you know, they can kind of lose their shit a bit, you know. But it's like, I think it's a good thing, you know. And I think, you know, even, you know, people, they want to wear the flag or whatever. Personally, it's not my bag, but it's like, you know, go for it, you know. Cool. But the thing is, 26th of January is actually, in 1788, the day that they landed at Sydney Cove, and there was a massacre that day. And there's been genocide ever since. And even now, like, you know, the way that the country's set up, you know, and the way Indigenous communities have got nothing, you know, and given nothing, it's still set up that way. And that's when it started, on the 26th of January, 1788. So that's what Australia Day is, and that's what it's actually celebrating. So if you want to go out and have a good time and go see some bands and stuff, I don't think we should do it on that day. I think we there are plenty of other days in our country's history, not just Indigenous history, but all of our history as Australians, whatever that is, an Australian.
There was,
you know.
We were talking yesterday about trying to, like, you know, if the date was going to be changed, of finding a date that is maybe not, because every date that someone, that for someone is really significant in a positive way, other people will say, oh, that's really significant in a negative way. So finding, you know, like, what day was the thong invented?
Well, yeah, that's right.
You know, that's something that all Australians...
Is there a record of that?
Exactly right. Well, apparently the kebab was only invented in the 70s, so, and I'm probably not in Australia, but what day did this get hoist first?
I have to say, as a man who wears two different thongs...
Two different coloured thongs,
Doctor,
yes.
Maybe that is the day that you should be celebrating. So, Dan, what do you got on the radar for 2009?
Back in the studio.
Yeah, we're recording a new record. We're going in... Well, we're flying home today and we're pretty much going in tomorrow and starting to churn it out and fire it up. And we've been writing for a long time.
It's been a few years since the last one, so... Yeah. We have to kind of, you know, the difficult second album, you know, it's... It's been a couple of years since
we did
that one, so... Yeah, there's a backlog of songs, so we could probably do two albums if we had the chance.
All right, well, stop wasting your time with us and get in the studio and get them out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Scott Wilson, Dan Sultan, thanks heaps, guys, for popping in.
Thanks for having us.
And when's the movie out? When are we expecting to see you on the big screen?
It'll be out this time, this year sometime.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, so I'm not exactly sure where or when, but it'll be out this year sometime.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for popping in, mate.
Pleasure. Thank you. On Triple J.